If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Program on good day to you, my friend. Good day to you, and hopefully it finds you safe and happy, because this world is a messed up joint. Thanks for joining me as always. Number 718-305-7176, and we got 2 hours for you as usual. I sincerely appreciate you listening, whether it be live or downloading me afterwards. Pretty awesome, if you ask me. That's pretty revolutionary. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep, pop on the Manti Show on your iPod and go to work. Right, get a little entertained, enlightened, educated. Laughter. Who knows what might happen to you? You're on the Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio Network. So thank you so much for joining me. A day of tumult and turmoil in the Middle East, but here in the greater Philadelphia area, a perfect day. Very cool for a summer, an August summer day. I don't even think it's 80 out there. Beautiful skies, serene, and sublime. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for you. ConservativeNationMedia.com is our new expanded, ever-expanding empire. Please visit. Same as it always was. We just acquired a new domain. So check it out. Also, Facebook, just visit Conservative Nation Radio. And my own Facebook page, type in Manti Show. And Twitter, follow us at CNR Show. CNR Show. Of course, all things me, ChristopherManti.com. All right? Of course, we are in the Trinity Media Studios, as always. I encourage you to check out that amazing business as well. What's on the program tonight? Well, as you know, as I said, Egypt is the Middle East in general, but, you know, Syria, of course, is, oh, by the way, it's in the middle of a civil war, and Egypt is either on the brink of one or in it right now. And it's just not good. Both these places are full of bad folks on both sides. There's no freedom fighter. There is no patriot. There's no right side. However, it doesn't mean we shouldn't pay attention and pray, because, first of all, our brethren are there, Christians, and I'll talk about that a little later. And about how someone who's in a national spotlight has called this exactly for what it was a long time ago, an elected leader, and has some sharp words today for the folks who thought they knew better. We'll get to that. And of course, later on tonight, very excited to continue on. The book of Revelation will be, continue to be revealed, taught here, chapter 16, Revelation, line by line. We started chapter 1 several weeks ago. And sometimes we cover a chapter per program, sometimes two. And we're all the way up to 16 already. And frankly, there's not many left. You know, it's not the longest book on earth. 24. What do I have, the teacher's edition? 22. Yeah, 22 is the end. And I'd be happy to, you know, we're going to get done with this pretty quick. And I hope you, if you're listening, that you're learning something new and learning that it's the key of the whole Bible, number one. That's the point of the book. You can't understand the rest of the Bible without Revelation, and you can't understand Revelation without the other prophecies of the Bible. They are intertwined. So I hope if you had the belief previously that you didn't need to know it, that you've changed your mind. Or if you thought you did and now you're thinking, wait a minute, such and such that I always heard about or so-and-so said was in there is not in there. I hope you're having moments of clarity. Anyway, chapter 16 is on the way. And that's not the longest chapter. We may do 17 as well. Not sure. We'll see. But the subject matter, the seven vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out. And so we're going to get into that. Do not be scared. Do not be frightened. And also, of course, we'll talk about our wonderful NSA later on in this hour. But I wanted to lead off with a new book that is out there from, really, I mean, Mark Levin is a fellow radio talk show host. And he's, at this point in time, he's probably the best. He's probably the best as far as being on point and correct. And I don't know who else is better right now. There's a lot of squishy, you know, people who I enjoy a lot, but are just are too squishy for the times that unfortunately we're in. Like Michael Medved or Bill Bennett, that type of folks. I love Mr. Levin, and you know, I like a lot of these folks, but who would you turn to? Him and Dennis Prager, whose moral clarity is unmatched. And that's what we need. So those are the two titans right now, I think. So anyway, Mark Levin has a book out, just released. Apparently, it's up to number one on Amazon, and very popular. It's called The Liberty Amendments, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's got to be it. So I always like to double check myself, and a lot of the times it's live on the air, so I apologize. But that's the Levin's new book. And the point of it is, Mark is advocating for a constitutional amendments. I'm sorry, constitutional convention, so to speak, but in the realm of the states themselves, based on the Constitution itself. And some of them make sense. I mean, some of the amendments that he wants to pass, and they might actually get traction if they ever were proposed in the state houses across the land. But basically, they're just not going to work. They're not bold enough. They're not adequate. They're not adequate. And, you know, term limits, cool, right? Folks like me have been, and probably you have been calling for that for a long time. A long time. And it does have to be amended. You can't just say it and make it happen. It has to, you have to amend the Constitution because specifically not listed in there. Just like the presidential one is an amendment. For Congress and Senate, it would have to be the same way. Yeah, he's also proposing a cap on a term limit for Supreme Court justices also, which is interesting. that was not the founder's intent, after all. But then again, neither was capping the president's term. So basically, a lot of the stuff they just could not conceive. They could not believe that someone would want to serve, you know, 10 years or more in the White House or in the Congress. Just blew their minds, I'm sure. Who the heck would want that? You know, well, they didn't anticipate the full-time job and the get-rich scheme that it's become and how much it costs just to win, forget to win an election, be competitive in an election and win it. You have to be, basically you have to be rich before you ever decide to run to even have a chance or get millions of dollars from outside groups. And that is not what they envisioned. Anyhow, so all these liberty amendments, they're, you know, some of them are good and whatever. Point is they're inadequate. Politics is inadequate. Read into that what you want. I don't care. I'm sick of caring about what other people think. I care about the truth, and that's good enough. What's the saying that I love? The truth doesn't need to be defended. It's like a lion. You release it, and it defends itself. So that is my theme. That is my mindset. This and every Manti program, the truth indeed, will set you free and it will defend itself. And do not concern yourself with what others, especially those who disagree with you, think. Who cares? Who cares? You're playing to the enemy's hands, especially if we're talking about faith issues, Christianity versus a non-believer. You're going to listen to a non-believer about what the Bible tells you how to act, how what it says or anything like that? What, they know nothing. They either know nothing or reject it. So what the heck do you care one millimeter what they think? Well, we're losing ground in our nation and in all nations because we're afraid. Fear has crept in, and the churches have failed. That's why these things are happening. Anyway, so point is, get the book if you want, The Liberty Amendments. I'm sure it's great. Levin is great, and he's going to be on my side, certainly, in the days to come. But I don't – even if they did – this isn't going anywhere, this idea of his. And even if it was, it wouldn't be good enough. That's my – just want to get that out there. You know, folks, a lot of people even listening now are excited about midterm elections. And, oh, God, help me. Help us all. You know, us conservatives here, if we're serious about our convictions, we know that we're minority. Now, most people identify themselves as conservatives. This is true throughout the country, but they don't act on it. They're either disengaged in the process or they believe bull and lies. Haven't thought through what they want to fight for. You know? So anyway, don't be surprised if all of a sudden this quote-unquote conservative Congress that has failed us time and again, House, is lost. Because our opponents view it as total nuclear war. And we don't. I mean, it's obviously not. That's the truth is that it's not, but that's why they win. And they have enough of the people, not all of them, certainly, but enough of them in their little fragmented parts of society, this group and that identity and so forth and so on, to cobble together 50%. It's all they need. They don't need you. They don't talk to you because they don't need you. Clear as mud, right? So let's talk about things that are adequate tonight, not inadequate. When we return, of course, we're going to talk about the NSA and Egypt and so forth, and then get into Revelation later on. So I hope you stick with me. It's the Christopher Manti radio program on every Friday, 5 to 7. Changes are coming, but stay tuned. And we're not the only show in the air here, of course. We have a show called Inside Tennessee. Now, Conservative Nation Media is incredibly proud to welcome a new show, Inside Tennessee, with Dave Vance to our lineup every Monday. Even if you're not from the Volunteer State, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and the most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. By the way, I want to mention, talked about conservativenationmedia.com. Not a new website, but it is being updated. New name for it. It is mobile optimized. Terrific technical improvements have rendered conservativenationmedia.com fully optimized for your smartphone. So if you have an Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, Torch, you know, that type of stuff, anything else, you can download our podcasts or listen to us live wherever you are, whenever you want, fully optimized. Same great shows, same great people. But now for your smartphone, completely in sync. That's Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. And we'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, I am Manti, and I am back with you on the air, 718-305-7176. This is my phone number. This is the Christopher Manti radio program. You can email me if you want, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. All right, feel free to do that. Or if you're live here listening to the broadcast, you can scroll down, and there's a chat area. Just create an account or whatever. You can make up a name, doesn't matter. nonsense numbers, who cares? Jump in the chat room and converse that way. I can't promise I'll talk back to you, but usually we have some folks in here that will be glad to say hello and issue their opinion as well. All right, so please do that. Back on the Manti Show till 7 o'clock tonight, as always. And let's talk about our fantastic agency of government called National Security Agency. What do you say? Aren't they? I mean, they do a bang up job, and they never do anything wrong. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and germs. So let's get into it, shall we? There is a article on CNN, I think, has it. I'm going to read it to you now. As soon as it comes up. Yes. NSA privacy rules. What's that about? I've never heard of that. Here's the headline. NSA broke privacy rules thousands of times each year, report says. No, you did not misunderstand me. I did not stutter or misquote. Thousands of times each year is the quote from this report from an auditor of the National Security Agency. Whoops. This is just in case you had any inclination to believe these morons when they get up in front of Congress. That's the only time they'll say anything is in front of Congress, of course, when they're compelled. If there ever was a time when this agency did good work, that time is over. Don't believe a damn thing they say. All right, here's the article with interjections by yours truly. CNN reports the NSA broke privacy rules thousands of times each year since 2008. That's just the Obama regime, okay? It probably broke it a lot before that, too. Point is, it's getting worse. The Washington Post reported that yesterday, citing an internal audit and other documents. Isn't that interesting? All right. Material was provided to the newspaper this summer by National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden. The audit found 2,776 incidents of, quote, unauthorized collection, storage, access to, or distribution of legally protected communications, Post reported in its story. Most were unintended. I love that. They think you're stupid. Most were unintended. Mm-hmm. Many involved failures of due diligence or violations of standard operating procedure. Can you imagine that? If you violated someone's constitutional rights, if you wronged them, if you did something illegal against another human, and your defense was it was a failure of due diligence, that would, I don't know, what would that get you? Shot? Laughed at? Ridiculed, at least. The most serious incidents included a violation of a court order and unauthorized use of data on about more than 3,000 Americans and green card holders, it said. Oopsie. Violation of court order. Whatever, courts. We're the NSA. We're the executive branch. We don't need to listen to courts. The paper said most incidents involved unauthorized surveillance of Americans or foreign intelligence targets in the country. So it's either against American citizens or here at home against a foreigner. Okay. The audit was dated May 2012 and looked at the prior 12 months. The NSA responded to the Post story saying, listen to this, saying, quote, a variety of factors can cause the number of incidents to trend up or down from one quarter to the next. Oh! This is Orwellian, right? Isn't it? If I wasn't a radio host, I would be out of words. They call these violations of the Constitution incidents, right? This is like calling Fort Hood workplace violence instead of a terror attack, of Islamic attack. No, it's an incident. And a variety of factors can cause said incidents to trend up or down. As if one was acceptable. Factors can include implementation of new procedures, technology, or software changes, and expanded access, none of which matter to the person who's being spied on. Irrelevant. Why is that my problem? It's your fault, regardless of the reason. The one constant across all of the quarters is a persistent, dedicated effort to identify incidents or risks of incidents at the earliest possible moment, implement mitigation measures wherever possible, and drive the numbers down. They're not even talking about stopping it. No, they're not even going to try to stop it. They want to drive the numbers down to when they can mitigate when possible. At the earliest possible moment, they're just admitting that they're going to continue to do it. They don't care. They do not care. It does not matter one iota to them. Your rights, court orders, proper, laws, none of them matter. The ANC released a statement Thursday defending its programs. NSA's foreign intelligence collection activities are continually audited and overseen internally and externally. When NSA makes a mistake in carrying out its foreign intelligence mission, I'm sorry. I thought this was the CIA's job. Isn't it? Anyway. When it makes a mistake in carrying out its foreign intelligence mission, the agency reports the issue internally. Oh, well, that makes me feel great. And to federal overseers. Another vote of confidence in me. And aggressively gets to the bottom of it. Oh, well, if you say so, what's the problem then? Why do I care about this? This is a nothing situation. It couldn't possibly affect anything. Snowden stepped forward publicly in June to claim responsibility for leaking to the media that the NSA had secretly collected and stored millions of phone records from accounts of the United States. The agency also collected information from U.S. companies on the internet activity of overseas residents, he said. He fled first to Hong Kong, then to Russia, before Moscow granted him temporary asylum, despite pressure from the Obama administration to return to the United States to face charges. He has been charged with 3 felony counts, including violations of the U.S. Espionage Act. For the leaks. Well, that sums it all up to me. I'm feeling fine. That's no problem at all, right? None of that stuff. You're feeling confident? At all? Bueller? At all? Anything at all? I'm not. So, yeah. Rolling along, singing his song. Do, 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 do. I love my spy shoes. Oh, sorry. Way wacky reference. I feel like Dennis Miller over here. A dumb version of Dennis. So let's get off of that because it's pissing me off. Pardon the French. Don't want to talk about that anymore. Okay, let's talk about LifeLock. Talk about keeping your privacy private. this company can actually help you keep it away from the prying eyes. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft, right? And if it happens to you, it may take months or even years to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24/7, 365. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off of their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad you did. We'll be right back.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or restricting the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, friend. Hi, I'm Manti. Beautiful. And the world, and your town, is Conservative Nation Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, as always, whether live or downloaded afterwards, I really, really appreciate your participation, your patronage. So let us continue, shall we? I love that you're here. And I'm glad to be able to bring you the latest on my mind. And you have to be under a rock, I guess, to not know what's happening in Egypt. I do want to spend a couple of minutes on that. Because it's so, well, it's bad. But I always look for the bigger meaning. And, of course, I always try to dig that out and present it to you for your edification. Here is what I'm talking about. As we know, there's a brutal crackdown happening at this very moment. Actually, there's a curfew in Cairo. And for the first time, and it seems like forever, people are obeying a curfew. They are scared to death of the armed forces of the government there. So one of the oldest and largest cities in the world is at home. Nobody's open. Nobody's milling around. It's very odd. There's pictures of it, actually. There's a blog on the New York Times called The Lead, I guess, L-E-D-E. And it has a lot of Twitter updates and stuff from people who are actually there. Graphic videos and pictures. If you're interested in that kind of stuff, what has happened throughout the past 2 days. And, you know, every couple of minutes it's updated. You can check it out. But what I did want to look at was what's happening to our brethren. Here's the headline. Daily News Egypt, where you have to go to find these things. It's Egypt's only independent newspaper in English. Good thing to know about. Headline, Christian churches and properties attacked around the country. For what? Right? Isn't this supposed to be the Muslim Brotherhood on one side and the new military-style government transitioning to democracy, whatever, on the other side? Well, what do the Christian churches have to do with this? Well, nothing, of course. Does that stop Islam from killing and raping and pillaging and destroying? No. No, it does not. In fact, they seize this as an opportunity. Seize. They view this as an opportunity to start burning. Here's the story. Oh, but before we even start, don't worry. Military promises to rebuild damaged churches. Ha 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 ha. Well, that's nice. Do you promise to resurrect the dead too? Because there are those. Churches aren't the only thing being destroyed. Okay, further reports. And this has been going on for a couple of days now, but it's undeniable at this point, even though our media is completely silent. Further reports of Christian churches and properties around the country being attacked have emerged following the dispersal of the sit-ins near the Rabah Al-Adawiyah Mosque and the Al-Nahda Square. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs released a list of 35 incidents of attacks on Coptic Christians around the country that was compiled on Wednesday. So before Wednesday, there were 35 documented attacks, and this is by the government itself, so we know there are far more. It doesn't list anything yesterday or today. It contains a list of churches, businesses, and private homes of Coptic Christians. These were either set ablaze, attacked, or looted. Amira Mikhail, the Egypt researcher for the Rafik Hariri Center for the Middle East, also compiled a longer list with the assistance of two other people. who I can't pronounce. The list includes 45 churches and 11 Christian institutions. According to the list, the worst affected was in Minya, where approximately 12 churches were attacked. This is like in a county, basically, right? One area. 12 churches were attacked, many of them set on fire. Along with attacks on two Christian-owned institutions, the list also includes attempted attacks on churches such as the one at St. Fatima Basilica in Cairo. These aren't podunk things in the countryside. These are major churches. Not that that matters. According to Mikhail's research, at a church in Asuit, the pastor of the Adventist church and his wife were kidnapped. Ishaq Ibrahim from the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights agreed that Minya had seen the worst violence. He added that they had encountered approximately 20 churches burnt, or at least seven, and at least seven that had been attacked, but expected the figure to rise. Quote, three Coptic schools. Coptics, of course, are the Christian, main Christian sect in Egypt. They're very, very old. The sect. Three Coptic schools, two monasteries, and three religious buildings were also torched. He added, quote, the Islamists blame the Copts for protesting against Morsi and believe they convicted the army. They convinced the army to deal with him. Right. Daily News' Egypt reporter said demonstrators set fire to St. George's Church using Molotov cocktails. Local residents thankfully helped put out the flames before it spread to nearby buildings. The Mespiro Youth Union published a statement Wednesday condemning the attacks and reported that a Coptic man was shot dead inside his house in a village in Minya. The union said the cops were attacked, quote, for no reason and no crimes they committed except being Christians in a country that one of its political factions is waging a religious war and commits violence to achieve political gains. Official spokesperson for the armed forces, Colonel Ahmed Ali, confirmed that the military will rebuild the churches that were attacked following the clearing of the sit-ins and that the restoration, quote, will start right away. He said, we are cleaning up sites and starting investigations. It is a national and historical obligation. We cannot let these people down. How about stopping them from being attacked? So, that's some cheery news. Just go to Drudge Report and you'll see what's happening. Video shows urban warfare in central Cairo. Guns don't scare us anymore, say protesters. Some jump off bridge to avoid gunfire. At least 27 dead in new clashes. These numbers are meaningless, really. It's way low. Tourism faces meltdown. Yeah, no kidding. Dozens of phone calls from Obama, Hagel, and Kerry ignored by top general. That's a surprise. Not. Saudi king calls on Arabs to stand with Egypt, whatever that means. Because they're Egyptians fighting Egyptians. Egyptian military promises to rebuild Christian churches already. Ready that. So basically today has been another one of those patented days of rage. So it's not getting any better, right? And it's an interesting correlation. Whoops. In the Bible, you may have heard of it. One of the prophets called Isaiah said this. if I could find it. He talks about it a lot. Oops. Should really do preparation work, you know? Let it not be in Isaiah. That'll be funny. Anyway, let's talk about the Egyptians fighting Egyptians. And, you know, it's supposed to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, here it is. Isaiah 19. Sorry. The burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth on a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt. In the midst of it, I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. And that last line should perk your ears up to the words of Jesus Christ. All right, we got to take a little break here. We'll come back, pick it up once more with the gentleman who you may have heard of talk about this. Now, we've got another program on this network. Every day we've got a great one and a brand new one here called Second Amendment Forum. All right. Now, the left cannot stand the Second Amendment, right? And our right to keep and bear arms. Now, there's something else they're sure to hate. It's the Second Amendment Forum here on Conservative Nation Media with Maxwell Winchester Roberts. We welcome Max and his decades of firearms and Second Amendment rights experience to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central, starting September 5th. The leftist administration in D.C. wants to disarm the American people, and Max just won't let it happen. That's the Second Amendment Forum, coming in September, Thursdays, here at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. And we'll be right back.
Of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number 1 on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Rock and Roll, my friend. Rock Eagle, Mr. Manti back in here. Conservative Nation Radio Network, I appreciate you being with me, as always, till 7 o'clock Eastern Time. 50 minutes after the hour now. And, yeah, we're talking about Egypt and how it's going to poop. And how it's supposed to happen. But doesn't mean it's good or positive. And, of course, we here in America cast our lot with the Brotherhood. And even though we knew they were bad news, kept selling the country military equipment, airplanes, money galore, billions. And there's a guy who has called out our short-sighted, dumb legislators, and he is has been calling a lot of folks out and being right for quite a while. His name is Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky. And, of course, you know, ever since November, you know, I'm not involved, you know, really in politics. I try to keep an eye on it, but I don't think there's any solutions to be found in it. But Senator Paul has my support for president and will, assuming we have another election. In 2016, he will be my choice. That's just a preface, because he's not afraid to say stuff, okay? That's a big reason why I like him. Here's the headline. Rand Paul slams Congress for funding Egypt's generals. How does your conscience feel now? That's what he says. Here's the article. Senator Rand Paul is hammering his fellow senators for keeping billions in financial aid flowing to Egypt's military, even as Cairo's security forces massacre anti-government activists. By the way, interjection, these guys who the military is killing, I'm not saying they're good people, but they're not armed for the most part. As far as I could tell, they're marching and sitting, and they're being mowed down. And, oh, by the way, they've declared martial law for 30 days. See if that stands. There's only 30 days. During which time, you can be indefinitely detained, arrested with no charges. No court will review your case. No jury. Your rights are gone. There's no due process. Or you can be shot on sight and there's no follow-up to that. Is this what you want? Because this is what a lot of conservative, quote-unquote, folks were wanting. Oh, the Brotherhood is terrible. Yes, they are. But they won an election. But instead of waiting for the next one, they overthrew them. With the military, and this is supposed to be a good thing. Well, this is what happens when the government overthrows democratic leaders, democratically elected leaders, bad and evil though they be. There comes a point where they roll out the tanks and they start shooting unarmed, innocent people. Maybe some, you know, not everyone in the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist, okay? Egypt is the base for that group, so there's a lot of folks who identify with them, but they would never go bomb anything. I'm just saying, don't grow cold to the reality of the situation. All right, here's Rand Paul again. This is something that those who voted in Congress are going to have to live with, Paul told the cable on Thursday. Question is, how does their conscience feel now as they see photographs of tanks rolling over Egyptian civilians? Yep. It's a good question. As the official Egyptian death toll climbs to 638, this is earlier today, it could be double that. The legislation the Kentucky Libertarian was referring to is an amendment to suspend aid to Egypt until the country holds free and fair elections. That's common sense. But yet it failed miserably because there are know-it-all senators who know nothing. Or worse, they do know and don't care. 2 weeks ago, Republicans and Democrats rejected it by an overwhelming 86-13 vote. The top lawmakers in both parties protested it loudly. Oh, 13 people are willing to stand up for this. This isn't even Americans. This is just saying, hey, wait a minute. Let's not send them any money. We send them enough. Let's wait until they actually have an election and not just talk about it. Because they're going to use our money to kill innocent people. Anyway, Bob Menendez, the leftist moron. This amendment may be good politics, but it's bad policy. He said at the time, it would be a terrific mistake for the United States to send a message to Egypt. You're on your own. Republican Senator John McCain added back then. I urge my colleagues to vote to table the Paul Amendment. Oh my God. John McCain, what? The fall. It just gets worse and worse. Just go home already, man. It's over, dude. Just quit, please. I'm begging you. Your time has passed. Some say your time was never had come. But anyway, it's definitely over now. You don't know what you're talking about. You're on your own. We're on our own, aren't we? The vote has already come back to haunt some lawmakers, such as McCain, who is now advocating a cancellation of aid to Egypt and criticizing White House policies as a, quote, colossal failure. Well, everyone who voted for this is a colossal failure. That's me, not the story. Congress is way out of touch on this issue, said Paul. These people who believe in projecting American power really believe in projecting American weakness. Amen. They don't want us to respond to words with actions or obey our own laws. Again, amen. This is already on the books. If you have a military coup, your money's gone from America. But nah, no, it's not a coup, right? If we say it wasn't a coup, then we can keep paying. We know how, I mean, it's not just Obama that's cozy with these folks, right? Earlier today, President Obama announced the cancellation of a joint U.S. military exercise with Egypt. Ooh, wow, wow, that's powerful. But did not cut off the $1.3 billion in military aid the U.S. provides to the country. While we want to sustain our relationship with Egypt, our traditional cooperation cannot continue as usual when civilians are being killed in the streets and rights are being rolled back, Obama said. That was an actual clip of Obama there. Paul called out the decision a cop-out, too little, too late, he said. If he wants to send a message to the military, tell them they're not getting any more planes. Bingo. Tell them they're not getting any more tanks. Bingo, bingo. Defenders of U.S. military aid to Egypt, such as the Council on Foreign Relations President Richard Hawes, says the U.S. can't afford to lose its influence in Egypt. We pay for our influence. We bribe people. The largest country in the Arab world and a neighbor to U.S. ally Israel. Others have warned that Paul's desires to disengage with the world will make the U.S. more vulnerable. Disengage with the world. I really don't know what that's about. A charge Paul disputes. That mindset, if you don't give people money and weapons, that means you're not engaged, is bizarre. He said, I want to engage with the world. I just don't want to be engaged in battle. Hey, that's going to resonate with folks. For those who think more weapons is engaging us with the Egyptian people, ask an Egyptian, he continued. When you're protesting in the streets and you're run over by an American tank, you're not going to be appreciative of the American government. Well, that pretty much says it all right there, Mr. Paul. So I appreciate your candor there, and I appreciate you, kind listener, for staying with me now. 6 o'clock here on the Christopher Manti radio program, 718-305-7176. When we come back, Revelation 16 will be open.
and we'll get back into it, and it'll just be in a moment. Be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. The war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to Manti Show, Hour 2, Conservative Nation Radio Network, Trinity Media Studios. Glad to be back with you on this fine Friday. Whew, Friday 5 to 7, Eastern Time. Sorry, running a race here. Appreciate you being with me, and best part of the show, in my opinion, is coming up right now. That is back to God's word, not man's word, chapter 16. Great book of Revelation. I hope you're learning a lot. I really do. And let's go with it. The subject, of course, is the entire book is the day of the Lord, yet future, when he, the Lord Jesus, returns. So let us go back in time and go to church. The Apostle John, the one whom Jesus loved, was given the task to write the things he had seen. For the things to come surrounding the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is as 1,000 years. So it will be. A great subject. What will happen before that day comes? We are to look out, learn this book, and know it, for it reveals the will of our Father. Revelation. Chapter 16. Then, this is the God's wrath now, right? We've been gathered to Mount Zion in Jerusalem. Now the bad guys have got to get their comeuppance. And the bad guys, unfortunately, are most of the world. A huge part, majority of the world. So this is God's wrath. Up to this point, it's been Satan's wrath against the church. Now this is God's against the beast and those who follow him. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple. This is in heaven. Saying to the seven angels, go and pour out on the earth seven bowls of God's wrath. The wrath of God. So the first angel, by the way, reading from the New American Standard Bible, NASB, which is very similar to the King James as far as translation goes, being as literal as possible, true to the original languages, but updated the English to modern English. Easier for you to understand, right? Good. Verse 2. So the first angel went and poured his bowl on the earth. And it became a loathsome and malignant sore on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. Right away. First one, who he's mad at? Who's he mad at? Who has the mark of the beast? This is, people, I don't know if you ever really thought through who accepts the mark. Your friends and family. Normal Joes all over the world. Regular people. They see this supernatural dude arriving from heaven with an entourage of angels. He literally performs miracles in front of their eyes. Heals the world's governments. Brings peace. And gets rid of those pesky Christians over there. They think he's the Messiah. That's the mark of the beast. Problem is, you know, it's the beast and not the true Christ. It's the false who comes first. And nobody goes anywhere until the end, after the tribulation. That's the first angel. Okay? Loathsome and malignant sore. Ouch. The second angel poured his bowl into the sea, and it became blood like that of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died. Things are happening to the world, right? And the third angel, but now this is at the very end. This is all at the end. God's wrath is at the end when he gathers his together. Right, there's two reapings. We read about this last week. The first reaping is the good folks. The second is the bad. This is the second. And the third angel poured his bowl into the rivers and the springs of rivers, and they became blood. Again, this is rivers to blood and all this. This is way back from Moses' time. God is consistent. Right? Very consistent. Those things are for your examples today. That's why you have to read your Old Testament and understand it. It's all happening again. Verse 5, and I heard the angel of the water saying, righteous are you who are and who were, O Holy One, because you judge these things. For they poured out the blood of the saints in the prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve it. Amen to that. Finally, as we read several weeks ago, the martyrs, the blood of the martyrs cries out. The martyrs under the altar in heaven. How long, O Lord, until you avenge us? How long, thousands of years with nothing? No answer, no response from God. Only death after death after death of Christians as martyrs. No fighting back. Well, this is it. This is fighting back.
And God will not hold back every one of his precious, precious children that were killed for his sake. He remembers everyone. And he loves everyone. And he's going to prove it with his wrath. So finally, the point is finally, these martyrs are getting avenged. Verse 7, and I heard the altar saying, yes, O Lord God, the Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. Amen to that. Never forget that. Do not ever let it enter your mind that these judgments that you're reading about are somehow unrighteous or unfair or cruel. These things are 1,000% deserved. You, until you're saved by the blood of the Lamb, you deserve the wrath of God even now. Imagine if you actually kill a martyr for Jesus. If you're the one who murdered them. If you're the one who took the mark of the beast, if you worship, you pretended, you said you were following God, but yet you worship Satan himself when he's here. When you're reading through this, do not for 1 second think that these things are scary or unjustified. Well, it should be a little frightening, I assume. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but they're not overkill. All right? True and righteous are these judgments. Christopher Manti Radio Program, we will continue after a quick break with Revelation chapter 16 here on Conservative Nation Radio Network. Of course, I'm here every Friday, but we're not the only show. Tomorrow is another one. It's pretty clear. The switch is on to Conservative Nation Media. And we just don't mean in listeners. For Robert Garding's New Wise Conservatism Show is on Conservative Nation Media every Saturday. That's tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. Robert has always had a big internet following. So listen tomorrow and you'll find out why. Thousands love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That's the New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding. Saturday, that's tomorrow, at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time, on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Told you about conservativenationmedia.com. Please bookmark that. It's just a new name, but the great things are coming with that name. The first of those great things is optimization for your mobile device. That's right. We are proud to announce Conservative Nation Radio is now fully optimized for your smartphone. So no matter if you have the Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, any of those, the Windows phone, whatever, you're fully optimized. Now you can download all our podcasts or listen to us live wherever you are, whenever you want. That is awesome. You don't have to be at home in front of your computer or something like that. Smartphones, man. You plug in your headphones and go. Same great shows, same great people. Just now fully optimized for your smartphone. Conservative Nation Radio. Remember, America always wins. And we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit the shelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, I am back. Thank you for joining back with me, Conservative Nation Radio Network, Christopher Manti Show. Here with you for another 43 minutes. And I'm very happy to do that because we're plowing through the book of Revelation here, and that's just awesome. So I'm very happy that you're with me and taking notes, I hope. At least mental notes. And, of course, feel free to challenge anything you want. Not a problem. But as you hopefully can tell, I haven't approached this willy-nilly. I've studied this book for many years. Not that that means anything specifically, but, you know, I've done a lot of praying. And you do it too, please. I encourage you. And I know that if you approach it the right way, if you do seek the Holy Spirit to teach you and not any man, not me or anyone else, that he will reveal the simple truth of Revelation to you. It's so simple. You don't need prophecy books. You don't need to watch the news for what's going to happen. He told you ahead of time. That is the thing, isn't it? That's the whole mark of a true prophet and truly being spoken to by God, which is people telling you before they have the events happen, not after. That's not a prophet who tells you after. Right? Where are the prophets? Where are the leaders? Where are the generals in the Lord's army? Where are his warriors? He says, "You are my battle axes and weapons of war." This is a spiritual war. But you are the weapons in it. Don't become dull. The enemy will use you if you're not sharp. Stay in the word, and that's how you stay sharp. Okay, let's roll on. And we are up to the fourth angel, verse 8. The fourth bowl or vial of judgment of the wrath of God. Here we go. The fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun. That's pretty interesting, right? The sun, bowl upon the sun. And it was given to it to scorch men with fire. Men were scorched with fierce heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, who has the power over these plagues. And they did not repent so as to give him glory. in the middle of his judgment. They know it's God who's doing it. The fake fraud, the false Messiah, has been exposed. There's no more fooling anyone now. The ones who stayed with the Lord are in Jerusalem with him, supernaturally carried. This age of flesh is ending. And still they don't repent. They're so invested in fighting God. And again, folks, this is your friends and family. This is not some evil Nazis. It might even be you, if you're not careful. You're not immune. Pray about this. I did not repent so as to give him glory. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became darkened, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they did not repent of their deeds. Who is the they? The throne of the beast and his kingdom. We read about this in Revelation 13 at the beginning. The first beast from the sea is the kingdom, the throne where Satan sits as the leader. But there's 10 kings who rule over this seven-headed kingdom, seven geographical areas, worldwide kingdom, 10 kings. So there are people who are administrating this giant government, of course. And this is what gets judged next. The fifth angel poured his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became darkened. This is the end of Satan's kingdom on earth. Not one millisecond before the Lord returns. You get it? The beast government, the one world system who has not yet arrived, on August 16, 2013, it will have its reign, and then it will go dark when it is judged and the Lord returns. The whole phony charade is exposed, and they are punished for their deeds. And they blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and sores, but they did not repent of their deeds. What is the matter with people? That is the theme of this, right? Repent, repent, repent. It's the only way you can be saved from this. Even today. Don't wait. Verse 12. And the sixth angel poured his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way could be prepared for the kings from the east. Now, this is very interesting. People do a lot of speculation in here, these verses. Just stay with the topic. This is the wrath of God. All right? This is not the Chinese army. All right. Verse 13, and I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, that's Satan, and out of the mouth of the beast, that's another name for Satan, of course, and his government. And out of the mouth of the false prophet, that's Satan's role. You get it? Three unclean spirits, like frogs. They are the spirits of demons, performing signs. What's that now? Is it killing the world? Performing signs, which go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them together for the war of the great day of God, the Almighty. Uh-oh. These supernatural spirits, demons, do what the Lord just did and gathered the leaders to this one place in Jerusalem. How do I know it's there? Because it tells you in two verses. Verse 15, behold, I am coming like a thief.
Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes so that he will not walk about naked and men not see his shame. That's Jesus interjecting, right? Stay awake through this time. You're not going to be raptured away. You have to stay awake, sober, and keep your clothes. This is a figure of speech. Keep your clothes so you will not walk naked and men to see your shame. What is to see your shame in this situation? You had the mark of the beast. If you're not watching and stay awake, you're not going to know what is happening. You're not going to know that it's not the true Christ. You're not going to know that Jesus has some serious wrath for you if you follow the wrong one. Verse 16, and they gathered them together. This is the demonic spirits coming out of Satan, who gathers them supernaturally to where? Together to the place which in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Can we stand this for a second? How many times, especially in stupid Hollywood, or even on the you know, culture at large, do you hear Armageddon this, Armageddon that, the day of Armageddon? Or, oh, it's Armageddon. The Bible told you Armageddon, or Har-Megiddon, okay, is a place. It's a place, 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 place. How many times do I have to say this? Place. It's not a thing. It's not the destruction of the earth. It's a geographic place. It's a valley near where? Jerusalem. It's a place. Oh, it's going to be Armageddon. It's no different than saying Gettysburg. What's Gettysburg? The city. Yes, there's a battle of Gettysburg, because that's where it happened, the location, the place, which is exactly what this is talking about. The place where the bad guys of the earth are gathered to fight the returning Jesus Christ is a place called Armageddon. I mean, a child can understand this. Don't make no man deceive you. Make sure no man deceives you. That includes movie makers, TV shows, preachers, your priest, nun, your prophecy book writer, your numbnut out on the street corner. Armageddon is a place outside of Jerusalem, and it's where the final, all the bad guys are gathered to fight Jesus when he returns. Okay, that's it. It's a place. Oh, that really gets me animated, because people are so ignorant. Even Christians, they don't know what it means. All right, I got to take a break. 30 more minutes of my tremendous program, Christopher Manti Show, Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationmedia.com. Please be sure to visit. While you're there, click on Patriot Depot. We have a big banner there for Patriot Depot. Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com. You're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and we don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basic necessities of life in an emergency. Or they don't drop the ball, they do it on purpose. Now, since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything you want, from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family.
And your pipeline to all those essentials is right here, conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the best-known warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. So wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the Patriot Depot banner to join in the revolution, real conservatism. Real conservatives, and we will be right back.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Thank you, my friend, Mr. Wade, and welcome, my friend, back to Trinity Media Studios, Greater Philadelphia area, United States of America, and this is the Final Resistance. And I am so happy you're with me. Hopefully you'll be with me till the end. Not only of this show, but until the Lord returns. You know, people are afraid of the end of the world. Why? This is great. If you're a Christian, this is what you're looking forward to when our Lord actually reigns on the earth and runs the show. No more Satan to worry about. No more mankind to running things. We got a legitimate theocracy. Not just people saying they're talking to God, but God himself is running the show. And if you're a Christian, if you're one of his, and if you care about him and his to keep his word and will. You've got a big responsibility in that 1,000-year period. You're one of the big higher-ups, man. I look forward to being there. All right, he's the one that justifies. We're not bragging. But why wouldn't you look forward to that? The only thing that's ending is the evil in the world. The new world, the new earth, will be the Lord in direct control. You can go see him if you've got a problem. Face to face. Heaven will be here. That's the greatest thing ever. There's nothing to fear about that. Bring it on, you know. But again, beware of the Hollywood mantra that I saw again this past week. I won't even get into where I saw it, but the idea that mankind somehow either can or, you know, is supposed to bring about these events. In other words, like, you know, some religious fanatics are the one that calls the end of the world. I mean, this is stupidity. God is more than capable of doing everything that needs to be done himself. Yes, he likes to use his children to accomplish his will. That's always gives him great pleasure. But nobody has to do anything for him to return. I mean, it's all mapped out. He's already got the plan in place. It's going to happen exactly as he said it. Exactly how it's written. That's why you need to study and know the entire Bible, especially the things that haven't happened yet, like Revelation. Don't let anyone deceive you into thinking Revelation has already occurred. Sorry, it's a lie. Any part of it. Or the other extreme, that none of it, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but you don't have to know it because you're going to be in heaven raptured away. None of it applies to you. That's dangerous as well. Both of them set you up to worship the beast. Okay, so we just learned that Armageddon is a place. It's a place, okay? So what happens when the kings of the world are supernaturally, by the Satan himself, brought to Jerusalem to face off against Jesus and his army? Well, let's find out. And the seventh angel poured his bowl in the air, and a loud voice. Why? Because the battle is on. Don like Donkey Kong. And a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne saying, "It is done." Well, that was decisive. That's a decisive victory, my friends. Satan can bring any kings and rulers he wants to Jerusalem. This stuff is over. Time to sound the buzzer. It is done. Similar to what the Lord said on the cross, but of course, not the same situation. Okay? Totally different subject, object, completely different time. And verse 18, and there were flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder and a great earthquake. Now, this is no ordinary earthquake. A great earthquake such as there had not been since man came to be upon the earth. So great an earthquake was it, and so mighty. Whoa. That is a serious earthquake, Jack. The biggest one that has ever happened to the earth since man was upon it. That's a couple of thousand years at least, no matter what you believe. This is the big one, right? We're worried about the big one in California. This is the big one in Jerusalem. How do I know? Because verse 19 says, the great city was split into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. Oh, this is global. Babylon the Great was remembered before God to give her cup of the wine of his fierce wrath. That's right. Babylon is over. Babylon means confusion. This is when the time of confusion ends. And verse 20. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And huge hailstones, about 100 pounds each, came down from heaven upon men. And men blasphemed God because of the hail, because its plague was extremely severe. And that's the end of chapter 16. Now, in the next chapter, you're going to hear about Babylon and her judgment in detail. And that's okay. But I want to talk about this hail real quick. Some people believe there's another battle that's happening at this exact same moment that also involves these giant hailstones in another part of the world. I don't know if I subscribe to that, but point is, it is talked about in another book in the Old Testament. Right? Yeah, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38. Yes, chapter 38, where it talks about Gog and Magog, Russia, okay? The chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, Rosh, the descendants of what the heck am I, why am I blanking out? Esau, Jacob and Esau, Esau. Esau means what? Hairy. Hairy. His name was changed to Edom, like Jacob was changed to Israel. Esau was changed to Edom. So it's Edom versus Israel for thousands of years, and it's continuing to this day, by the way. 2013, still going on. You have to know who is Edom and who is Israel. And you'll see it playing out, especially in the 20th century and on through today. The great superpowers. And this first part of this 38th chapter of Ezekiel really tells you that it is Russia. They are the descendants of Edom. And they put together this war plan. And they want to invade. And this brother Jacob is still on their mind. Right? Haven't we been an obsession? No matter what, we're minding our own business and Russia still wants to kill us. Per se, there are, you know, we're your friends now. No, continue to make plans to fight them. So that's what's happening. Anyhow, beginning in this 38th chapter, there's a battle that God tells you about, involving giant hailstones. And I'm trying to find it here so you can see what I'm talking about. It goes on, 38, chapter 39. Talks about burying Gog for 7 months. House of Israel shall bury him. It tells you what, where the actors in it, and the location. So take that and read it. Ezekiel 38:39, and take it to heart. Remember, Israel is not some country in the Middle East. Yet, at best, that is the kingdom of Judah. Judah is only one of the 12 tribes. Right? All right. So check that out. Hailstones, good stuff. Good stuff, Lord. Good stuff. quarter to seven now here on the East Coast of the United States, Christopher Manti Show. By the way, you do not want to miss, excuse me, our flagship show every Sunday. That's 2 days from today, Soldiers of Patriotism. Like the true anchors they are, Mr. Michael Smith and Bing Fisher bring you Soldiers of Patriotism this Sunday and every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central. Dependable is hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. It would not be Conservative Nation Media without Michael B. and Uncle Bing. Would it? No, it would not. So don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. Only conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
What?
You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit EnergySavers.gov, where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Welcome back, my friends. Last segment of the Manti Show. 718-305-7176. Big changes coming to the program in the next couple of weeks. I'm very excited about it, actually. Got two more programs in August, and then big changes in September. Big changes for all of us, really, for the whole network. My show as well. Details forthcoming. I will not leave you in the dark. Don't worry. But I think you'll like it. And just great things on the way. And if you're willing to say a prayer for me and us as a network, I know we'd all appreciate it. And and just full of great people, all the hosts, and program director and general manager and all the rest are really great people who have put this network together, and so honored to know them and work with them. And we make a great team, and they love the Lord. And we would appreciate your prayers, all right? And we want it to be everything He wants us to be. And we will do our very best to deliver. So thank you for that. And I was thinking about continuing on here, but I think we're done with the Bible today. So next week, we are going into, Revelation 17, which is pretty cool. It's the Babylon chapter. And again, we'll continue to dispel myths and wrong teachings about what Babylon is and is not. Depending on which side of the denominational fence you're on, some people say Babylon is the Catholic Church. That's wrong. Some people say Babylon is America. That's wrong. But they're both involved in it as entities, as individuals, because we're all individuals. For example, you would have great, you're under the spell of confusion and therefore in Babylon and an enemy of God. If, for example, you claim to be a bishop, that's a pastor basically, for the entire state of Delaware, and then give a sacrament of the body of Christ, the communion, Holy Communion, to one of the most pro-death, pro-abortion public figures in America, Joe Biden. If you were to do that in that position of authority, you have failed. But you have failed not just yourself and your state that you are supposed to be shepherding, but your entire denomination and Christians in general. You show we're a bunch of hypocrites because of the way you act, because of what you did. You brought shame to us, and God is not happy with you. And, while I'm on it, I got some, they sound bold and revolutionary, but to me, it's such common sense ideas. It's like recommending amendment for term limits, like we talked about at the beginning of the show. Just like that's common sense. Why isn't it common sense for the Pope to come out and kick out anyone who does that? If the official policy is being, not pro-abortion, if you find any clergy at any level, bishop, cardinal, priest, anyone who's serving communion to those who they know are working against the church's teachings, especially in killing innocent babies, excommunicated. You're out. You're fired. No pension, no second chance, no appeal. All he has to do is say it and write it for good measure and send it to everyone. But do it publicly. Do it, A, which he hasn't, and no Pope has. It's kind of disgraceful, but he should do it. Time is now. And say it publicly so there's no confusion about it. Anyone who serves communion to someone who's working against the church's teachings, especially on abortion, you're out of the church. You're out of a job. Excommunication immediately. See how fast it turns around? That's leadership. That's common sense number one. And on that, piggybacking on that, common sense number two, if you're really pro-life, come out and say it
the Catholic Church from this point on is explicitly for the abolition of all abortion in all nations for all reasons immediately. What's so hard about that? Why would you not say that word abolition? Why do you have to always compare it to old people who are dying and want to be put out of their misery? Right? It's not going to happen. Just say you're for abolition and be done with it. Simple. And those that don't agree, you're out. There's more than enough to take your place. And by the way, that would get a lot more. You'd have a lot of new converts, I think. You'd be the left, there are progressive Catholics, of course. Now, they would cry bloody murder. Too bad. You know, you would get a whole new bunch of converts, too. I promise you that. That's the effect that the truth has. You know, that would be God working through you. In any event, let's talk about Babylon next week. And we don't have time much today to say anything other than goodbye. I appreciate your patronage once again. And remember, every day is a new day to shine your light in this dark world and growing ever darker. But there's always hope, and that hope is Jesus, Yeshua, and in no one else. And no one else, no other religion, and no flesh man, that's for sure. It's God himself is your salvation. That's what Yeshua means. That's what Jesus means. God's salvation. So that's our hope. That's our hope. But as a nation, we're under judgment, and we're going to have to prepare for escalation on that front. Just accept it, okay? Until next time, I'm Christopher Manti, your humble host of the Christopher Manti radio program. And take care of yourself and each other. Hope you enjoyed this study in Revelation. Please study yourself. Don't take my word for it or any other man's. Get into it yourself. Go to the original languages. It's very easy. It's not hard. The Greek, the Hebrew. God will reward you for it, no doubt about it. Hold your loved ones tight. Be safe out there. Be prepared for anything. See you next week.